This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A new court ruling could cloud the future of DACA, the Obama-era immigration policy that temporarily shields some undocumented people from deportation if they were brought into the country as children. A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that the program is illegal, but it left the program's protections in place until a lower court rules on the matter. Colorado DACA recipient Alejandro Flores Munoz wants Congress to step in.
We need a permanent solution to make sure that the contributions that dreamers like me have been putting into this country for the past 10 years not only could remain, but are able to expand.
Renewals will continue for people already enrolled, but the program is closed to new applicants. Colorado will take the first steps toward possibly renaming Mount Evans next week. An advisory panel will hear testimony from representatives of indigenous tribes. Tim Mock of the Department of Natural Resources says several new names are under consideration.
There's six proposals as of today that we will eventually get into.
Among them is Mount Blue Sky. The mountain is now named after former territorial governor John Evans, who is blamed for the conditions that led to the Sand Creek Massacre in 1864. And this is CPR News in KRCC. Cloudy skies for the Front Range tonight. For Metro Denver, lows in the upper 30s. In the Springs, also the upper 30s, with possible rain.